साइंस सागर महाराज की जय। ब्रीफ इंट्रोडक्शन अबाउट महाराज। भक्ति रसायन सागर महाराज केम इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस वे बैक इन 1989 एंड ही इज रशियन सन्यासी डिसाइपल ऑफ हिज होलीनेस इंद्रदम्न स्वामी महाराज। ही गॉट इन सन्यास दीक्षा इन द ईयर 2016 इन श्रीधाम मायापुर। महाराज इज एक्टिवली इन्वॉल्व इन मेनी मेनी प्रोजेक्ट्स इन इस्कॉन एंड ट्रेवलिंग ग्लोबली। Specifically, he is working on conducting teaching and training courses in Bhakti Yoga so as to encourage unity of faith and success in applying spiritual principles in personal life and helping in establishing new social spiritual projects so as to offer sustainable solutions to the various problems of the world. He also facilitates leadership empowerment and development school in Shridham Mayapur, which is dedicated for this purpose. So Maharaj is here for 2 days and from here you go to Pune and then come to GV and come back here. So let us take advantage of his wonderful association. He will also be giving a Brahmachari class today. So let us welcome His Holiness Bhakti Rasayan Sagar Maharaj to our temple by loudly chanting 3 times. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Thank you Maharaj for coming.
Hare Krishna. Every time I come to ISKCON Chaupati, I have a serious predicament, because when I'm asked to give classes, normally I go to ISKCON Desiatri and listen to Chaupati class and then use the points from the class in my preaching. But when devotees ask me to give class here, I'm confused. I don't know what to do. Anyway, I guess I'll just try to say something which will enable you to evaluate how well have I learned from Chaupati devotees. So we are on the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 13, the Hamsavatara answers questions by 4 Kumaras, and we are reading text 30. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Ginanjana Shalakaya Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yavannanartha Deepumsa Yavannanartha Deepumsa Nani Varteta Yukti B. Nani Varteta Yukti B. Jagartya P. Swapanagya. Jagartya P. Swapanagya. Swapne Jagaranam Yatha. Swapne Jagaranam Yatha. Yavan by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. According to my instructions, one should fix the mind on me alone. If, however, one continues to see many different values and goals in life rather than seeing everything within me, then although apparently awake, one is actually dreaming due to incomplete knowledge, just as one may dream that one has wakened from a dream. Purport. One who is not Krishna conscious cannot understand that everything is resting within Lord Krishna, and thus it is impossible for him to retire from material sense gratification. One may adopt a particular process of salvation and consider oneself to be saved. Nevertheless, his material conditioning will remain, and thus he will maintain his attachment to the material world. While one is dreaming, he sometimes imagines that he has awakened from a dream and is experiencing normal consciousness. Similarly, one may consider oneself to be saved, but if he remains absorbed in material, in making material value judgments between good and bad, without reference to devotional service to the Supreme Lord, he is understood to be a conditioned soul covered by the illusory identification with matter. Yavannanartha Deepumso Nanivarteta Yuktibi Jagart Api Svapan Agya Svapne Jagaranam Yatha. According to my instructions, one should fix the mind on me alone. If, however, one continues to see many different values and goals in life rather than seeing everything within me, then although apparently awake, one is actually dreaming due to incomplete knowledge, as one may dream that one has wakened from a dream. Hare Krishna. So, this is another statement by Hamsa Avatar, the Supreme Lord, incarnation as a swan. And, what he says, I guess all of us have experience of, Svapne Jagaranam Yatha, that we dream, but we think that we are awake. And Prabhupada was describing night dreaming and daydreaming. So material world means one is dreaming. But this dream is also a reality. So how it is a reality? Because it is the dream of the Supreme Lord. And Supreme Lord is the reality. So we are all living in a dream of Mahavishnu. And that's why it seems to be so real. And, one may suffer a lot, but in a dream one can enjoy life, right? Like, there was one very poor man in Bombay, and he lived in a dilapidated hut, and one night, sleeping on a mat, he saw a wonderful dream. And in his dream, he was living in a big palatial house. And then one man came to him, and he said, "I want to buy this house." And this man said, "Okay, I can sell this house to you if you give me 100 lakhs. But the man said, "No, I'll give you only 80 lakhs for this house." But the man was saying, "No, this is such a nice house, you have to pay me 100 lakhs. "No, I can give you only 80 lakhs. And so they were bargaining like that, back and forth. And then this man woke up and he saw there is no palatial house, there is no customer. He's in his hut on the straw mat on the floor. And then quickly he closed his eyes and stretched his hand. He said, "Okay, give me 80 lakhs. I agree." Like that. So, And sometimes we take it so seriously, our dreams. Like there is one story of Akbar and Birbal. Prabhupada was very fond of these stories. And there was one Beshya or society lady in the capital palace, in the capital city of Akbar. And one very poor man, in his dream one night he saw that he enjoyed with this woman. And after he woke up, he started telling all his friends about his dream, how he enjoyed with this woman. And he was telling everyone so much that finally these talks reached to that society lady. And she decided to teach this man a lesson. And, because some people were thinking, no, this was not a dream, this was reality. And for her, it was an embarrassment, such a poor man enjoying with her. And then she actually took that man to the court and she said, "He enjoyed with me, but he never paid me any money. So he has to pay me money." And so the judge was ready to pass the judgment in favor of that Vaishya. And that poor man was stuck and he didn't know what to do. And then as a last resort, he ran to Birbal and he said, please save me, I don't have any money, but this lady is pressing that I should pay, and if I don't pay, I go to jail. What to do? And Birbal said, no problem. Go to that woman and bring her here and tell her that I'll pay on your behalf. And so this poor man became very happy, so he ran to that woman. He said, Birbal will pay on my behalf. And she was very happy, okay, someone will pay. And then they went to Birbal, and Birbal sat them down in his room, and he pulled out a big bag full of golden coins. And so this lady was anticipating to be paid very generously. And she already put her hand forward, but Birbal said, wait. The process is not complete yet. And then he put out the mirror, and he placed these golden coins in front of the mirror, and he said, your payment is the golden coins which are inside the mirror, not here. So you can take those golden coins. And she was confused. She said, how do I take those golden coins if these are just reflected coins, not the real coins? He said, well, he didn't enjoy with you in reality. He enjoyed with you in a dream, so he will pay you with reflected coins. Like that. So Birbal demonstrated his wit again. But, yeah, we can understand that we're also like this poor man, and we're trying to enjoy the material world and also become very proud of those flickering sense gratification, and then we run into big problem with material energy. We try to enjoy. And so the whole world is suffering. Not many times people see nice dreams. Mostly these are nightmares, right? And so Krishna consciousness is offering the best solution. Like, people have so much trouble in their sleep that many times they get insomnia, right? They get so much trouble from sleep that they don't want to sleep anymore. But devotees, you can hardly find a devotee suffering from insomnia, right? Devotees are so expert, they can sleep anywhere. Just give them chance. Just sit them down. Japa, Bhagavatam class. No problem. I remember His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Govinda Maharaj, he described his experience when he joined the movement. And before he moved into the temple and became full-time devotee, he was reading in Prabhupada books that the highest stages of devotional service that one will experience trance, ashtasattvika, transformations of the body, and ultimate transformation is that one faints, goes into samadhi, trance. And after he joined the temple, and the first thing was, he said, he was taken on traveling Sankirtan party, and so he was with devotees in a van. And they were driving early in the morning, and many devotees were catching up on their rounds, chanting their japa. And after a few minutes, he saw that all devotees went into samadhi. And he was thinking, oh my God, that's amazing. I only read about this in Prabhupada books, and now I can see all these devotees are so advanced. Just few times they chanted the mantra, and then they went into complete trance. They fainted. And then he said, after some time I also learned that art, going into trance. So, and yeah, one devotee was complaining to Srila Prabhupada. He was saying that So Prabhupada, I have this problem, I'm falling asleep during Bhagavatam class, cannot control myself. And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, in India this is the joke that Bhagavatam class is the best cure for insomnia. You listen to Bhagavatam class, no problem. So yes, anyway, jokes aside, Krishna consciousness is the real cure, is the real solution. Actually, all these problems are connected to the mind. And interestingly enough, recently, one devotee in America, disciple of Jayaprakash Maharaj, he completed his doctorate dissertation on the subject of Hare Krishna mantra and mental health, proving scientifically how Hare Krishna mantra is beneficial for mental health. And of course, we know that there are so many people suffering from anxiety and other mental disorders, right? That people might not be completely crazy. Of course, Prabhupada was saying material world, everyone is crazy to a greater or lesser degree, identifying oneself with the body. But, so many people have stress, depression, etc. And these considered to be mild problems, but people suffer a lot. And this movement is offering the solution. Chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is such an amazing solution to every single problem people have in the world. And this is what Hamsavatara says here, that the ultimate solution for all the problems is to fix our mind on Krishna. And you may ask, we are saying that Krishna consciousness is the solution for all the problems in the world, but then we can see that our own devotees, they still suffer problems, right? Birth, old age, disease, death, even very advanced great devotees may suffer that, right? And so how is it the solution to the problems of the world? One time I met one man on the street, and I was trying to give him Prabhupada's books, but then he said, what is the benefit? So I told him that all the problems will be solved. Birth, death, old age and disease. He said, death problem, what do you mean that? Everyone has to die. I said, no, but even though physically devotees are dying, apparently, but we say they are leaving their bodies. And so what's the difference? And difference really is consciousness. That materialistic people, for them death is like end of everything, right? One time I was somewhere and so I saw a billboard advertising some new movie, and the billboard was saying everything is lost. So some kind of very popular movie. I don't know what it is about, but I was thinking this is perfect title for the material world. Everything is lost, because everything will be lost at some point. And so for the materialistic people, death means everything is lost, right? People are in so much anxiety, just if they lose their wallet or their credit card, what to speak of losing something more substantial, like some part of the body, even if one loses one finger, like one senior devotee, he went to the doctor and doctor said, you have a big problem with your toe and I think we have to amputate that toe. And devotee said, is there any other way maybe to avoid it? And doctor said, what's the problem? You have 10 toes, we're only taking away one. You still have 9. And he said, doctor, this is because this is not your toe, it's my toe. If that would be your toe, you would not joke like that. So we don't want to lose even one finger or one toe. But that means we lose everything, right? All 10 fingers, 10 toes, both hands, both legs, head, everything is lost. And so because for materialistic people, that's all they have, right? So then for them, death is such a misery. But for devotees, because they have positive alternative, higher taste, for devotees, death is not end. Death is just the beginning of real life, of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. And that's why many times devotees die or leave their body with such a happy smile on their faces that even doctors and nurses, if they die in the hospital, become confused. And they ask the devotees, what have you done to these people? What have you done to this person? We never saw someone dying so happily. But this is the devotee's consciousness. Finally, I can see Krishna face to face, right? And so, it's all the matter of consciousness. It's all the matter of perception. And so that's why it's explained here that as long as we see things through the duality of material life, as good and bad materially. Good means something which I can enjoy, and bad means something which will bring me misery. We will continue to experience the troubles of material existence. The material world is called Durga, right? And today we have Durga Puja. So Durga, Dur means difficult and Ga means go, right? Difficult to overcome, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Daivyesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mama vaya prapandante maya matam tarantite. This material nature consisting of the three modes is very difficult to overcome. But those who surrender unto me, they can easily cross beyond it. And so, today is a big day. So many people worshipping Durga Devi. Why? Because she has a big trident in her hand, right? Adiatmikati, Bhagatikati, Daivika, ready to pierce anyone. And so people are very afraid of her. And they bow down to her and bring her so many offerings and pray to her not to have any miseries, right? Trying to please Mother Durga. But what do we do as devotees? That's a quiz question. Do we worship Durga Devi? Let me see the show of hands. How many of you would say that we do worship Durga Devi? Please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, and how many of you would say that we do not worship Durga Devi? Please raise your hands. Okay, nearly 50-50. Actually, the first answer is correct one. As Vaishnavas, we worship Durga Devi because the 10th canto of Bhagavatam describes that Param Vaishnavas, the topmost devotees of Krishna gopis, whom do they worship after Kartik? Katyayani, and Katyayani is Durga. And do we worship Durga in ISKCON? Answer is yes. Because there are so many ISKCON temples worshipping Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. And who is Subhadra? One of her names is Durga. So all over ISKCON we worship Durga Devi also. But there is a difference in mentality. And what's the difference in mentality? Why do we worship Durga Devi? Why do we worship Subhadra? What do we want? Yes, we want blessing from Subhadra Devi to worship Krishna, to serve Krishna, right? In the same way as gopis, they pray to Katyayani to please give them Krishna as their husband. And husband means the ultimate master for the wife, right? And as the soul, we're all belong to feminine nature, prakriti. And so Krishna is the only male. And therefore, yes, we do everything people do in the material world, but for different purposes, right? Materialistic people make money, devotees also make money. Materialistic people use transportation, we also use transportation. Materialistic people try to achieve success in their careers, devotees also do that. Materialistic people study in universities, devotees also study in universities, but the purpose is different. And so this is the main point in Vaishnava understanding, that we do not enjoy this world, but we do not artificially renounce this world, because we see the whole world as expansion of Krishna, and we use the entire world in serving Krishna. We take Krishna's property and we offer it to Krishna, right? And so this is why, interestingly enough, Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, he wanted to renounce the battle, right? He was saying that Kim Nora Jena Govinda, Kim Boga Jivitaya Navadat, all this kingdom and enjoyment and power and fame, that these people, because they are so bewildered, they want these things. So let them have it. I'm not interested. And he was expecting Krishna to actually appreciate him. He was expecting Krishna to tell him, well and good, you are very spiritual, you're not interested in anything material. But Krishna took him by surprise. He said, no way. You have to go for it. Right? 11:33 is really powerful verse. Tasmat vamutishta yashola basva jitva shatrum bungshva rajam samritam mayavate nihitam purvameva nimitta matra bhava savya sachin. He said, therefore, you should wake up. Utishta, in the translation Prabhupada says, get up, but another meaning is also wake up, right? Because this verse is speaking about dreaming, being in a dream state. And so we have to wake up. And so Krishna tells Arjuna, wake up, get up, and fight. And why do you have to fight? Because I want you to become glorious. I want you to have fame. Yashola basva. Jitva shatrun, conquer your enemies. And mungshva rajam samridam. And enjoy flourishing kingdom. Wow. Three things which are considered to be very dear to materialistic people. Wealth, fame, power. And Krishna tells Arjuna, you have to have all of this. I already made all the arrangements. You just have to be instrument in my hands. Very confusing. Arjuna is trying to become spiritual, and apparently Krishna is pushing him to become more materialistic. Why? Because Krishna knows Arjuna is the only person who will use these advantages properly in his service. That's why when Srila Prabhupada was criticized by some people, what kind of renounced man are you? You're sending all your disciples, you claim to be sannyasi, renounced man, and then you're sending all your disciples to collect money every single day for you. And Prabhupada said, well, they don't collect much. Actually, all the money of the planet should be brought to me because I know how to use it for Krishna. So Prabhupada was not easily, you know, confused by all this criticism. He said, yes, it all belongs to Krishna, it has to be used for Krishna, bring it all here. So this is Vaishnava attitude, this is Vaishnava understanding, and this is what, I mean, Prabhupada didn't go to start his movement in Zimbabwe or Namibia or Sudan or some other place, right? He chose the most powerful, the most prosperous country on the planet and the most famous country of the planet, right? Why? Because he knew in India he was ignored. Why? Because people were thinking, oh, Krishna, we know Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, I have so many Bhagavad Gitas, so I don't need another one. Knowing everything, following nothing, right? So that's very typical. But Prabhupada was thinking, okay, familiarity breeds contempt. In here, they try to follow America, let me make America Krishna conscious. And this is what he did, right? And now so many people in India, they see that Americans chant Hare Krishna, they think, oh my God, this is my mantra. I should be chanting that. And so Prabhupada's strategy worked. And this was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's strategy. Go to the root that British, they mess India up. Let's make British Krishna conscious, right? And America was also started by British. Australia was started by British. So many countries, right? Somehow, this nation is very troublesome. I can say that because I have British passport. So, yeah, this is what Vaishnavas want. That in Mahabharata, Maharaj Yudhishthira also tells Krishna that, Krishna, I have a desire. Can you please fulfill my desire? And Krishna says, yes, my dear devotee, what can I do for you? And Krishna is expecting Maharaj Yudhishthira to ask for something devotional, right? Constantly thinking of Krishna, taste for chanting his glories, constant association with devotees. There are so many devotional blessings one may ask, right? But then what Maharaj Yudhishthira was asking? He said, my dear Krishna, please make me the most powerful, the wealthiest and the most famous king, emperor of the entire planet. And Krishna became confused. He said, this is very strange. My dear devotee, I was thinking you have no material desires, so why you ask for these things? And Maharaj Yudhishthira said, yes, I don't want these things. But I'm so tired of so many people telling all these Vaishnavas, they are complete losers. They are good for nothing. Right? They only surrendered to Krishna because they could not achieve anything in the material world. Right? And those who achieve something, why do they need to serve Krishna for? Right? And so I wanted to show them, here is the man who has everything anyone can dream of, and he is a devotee. Right? And yadiyada charati shreshtasya tattata vetarojana sayat pramanam kurute lukastadanu vartate, that whatever shastras, whatever the best people in the society do, common man just follow them automatically. And so this is Vaishnava's strategy, because Vaishnavas, they want the entire world to take up to Krishna consciousness. But they understand, in order to do that, we have to make very influential, very wealthy and very powerful people into devotees, and then the whole world will automatically follow. And I'm very happy to be in Chaupati, because This is very clear strategy of His Holiness Radhanath Swami, right? Anyone can see how meticulously and systematically he builds real Varnashram, that he trained so many wonderful preachers who are following in his footsteps, traveling all over the world and becoming so popular amongst professional people, amongst very influential people. I mean, you know it better than me. So he trained very powerful brahmanas, Vaishnavas, very knowledgeable and very influential, coming from best backgrounds. And then next thing you can see, he started traveling and meeting with Obama, meeting with British Parliament, so working on Kshatriyas and meeting with top industrialists, right? Very wealthy people, because he knows this is what works. This is the best strategy. This is what Srila Prabhupada adopted, and this is what he wanted to see, and this is how we can make the whole world Krishna conscious. And it's very wonderful to be here, because so many of you are taking part in that development, and that's why Chaupati is such an inspiration for the whole world, for myself included. In this trip I went through Germany, Switzerland, Italy, England, Canada, US, Japan, Australia, Singapore. But all the time I was thinking, when will I finally come to Chaupati? And yesterday that dream came true, and finally I'm here. And I'm very happy to be in your association. Unfortunately, very short. Somehow, this time, well, it's only for 2 days. But as Prabhupada was saying, something better than nothing. Probably I haven't performed enough austerities to gain more of your association. So next time I should become more determined. So this is like a reward for all the troubles of traveling around the world. So thank you all very much for listening so patiently, and we still have a few more minutes, and I would actually love to hear from you rather than talk, but this is the circumstance I was put in. So if you could share anything from your side. I mean, this is very deep, very vast subject matter. I'm sure you could say so much on these points. So, if anyone wants to add anything, subtract, divide, multiply, complain, suggest, you're welcome.
Hare Krishna. Question, Maharaj. This Swapne Jagaranam Yatha, like the person dreaming to be awake, isn't it that it's possible that it can happen in the devotee's life too? He may be practicing the activity of Krishna consciousness, but at the same time, and he may consider himself to be a good situated in Krishna consciousness, but it may be just his illusory understanding.
Yeah. As we were saying, it's not about dreaming or being awake, it's about being Krishna conscious. As Prabhupada was saying, that dreams are normally nonsense. But if we dream of Guru and Krishna and Vaishnavas, these are spiritual dreams. And actually, we know that Srila Prabhupada was guided through dreams. His Guru came to him in his dreams and gave him instructions to take sannyas and start preaching, right? And we know so many other examples how great devotees were guided in their dreams, and even they saw Krishna in their dreams. And so if devotee is Krishna conscious, for him there is no difference, as this verse or this purport says that for devotee there is no difference between good and bad, because he is seeing everything in connection to Krishna, right? If something is going well, you know, if devotee is getting some advantages in life, he is thinking, that's nice. I can use these advantages in Krishna's service. And if devotee is facing some troubles, he says, that's nice, because that helps me to become detached from this world and remember that this is temporary place and develop patience and humility and so many other good qualities, right? Helps me to become a better person. And many times devotee thinks that if I'm in trouble, that's better, because in trouble it's so much easier to think of Krishna, right? So that's why Queen Kunti says, Vipadasantutashashvatatatatra Jagadguru, that let those troubles come again and again, because we can see Krishna, we can see you. When the troubles come, you also come to rescue us, right? So in the same way for devotee, there is no difference between dream and wakefulness, because it's all Krishna. It's all connected to Krishna. And so, yeah, sometimes devotees' dreams are very vivid as well. And so if these dreams are connected to Guru Krishna and Vaishnavas, that's really good. That helps us to advance in Krishna consciousness. So it's not about dreaming or being awake. It's about the state of consciousness. All right. Anyone else? I could also, if you like, share some story from my travels, because you know, in terms of good and bad, my experience is that the worst kind of situations I went through turned out to be the best ones in my life, and devotees really enjoy hearing about them. Some of you might know that my spiritual master gave me Govardhan Srila to worship. And so I had experience, many experiences of Giriraj is Krishna, because he is acting in such powerful ways, providing, protecting, fulfilling desires, organizing things, really amazing. And one of the latest experiences I had is going from Australia to Singapore. And Singapore is such a place that we cannot really enter there into devotee dress. Well, at least Western people definitely cannot. Because, okay, if you're Indian, then you might pretend to be Gaudiya Mat devotee or something. Then, you know, because dhoti is Indian dress, so they don't really take so much, you know, exception to that. But if Western person is coming in dhoti, then immediately they know he's a missionary. And Singapore is such a place that they don't allow missionaries. This was the only country on the planet where Srila Prabhupada was not allowed in, because they didn't want missionaries. And so, therefore, all of us have to cross Singapore borders in civil dress. And normally I always change and take the flight in civil dress. But somehow it completely slipped my mind previous time. And I went on board being dressed in my sannyas dress. And worse than that, I had my danda with me also. And on the plane, I've realized that I forgot to change. And you can imagine, you know, my stress level went really high. And I was like really thinking, what do I do? And I started praying to Giriraj, please make some arrangement. I don't know what can be done, but please do something. And you know, upon arrival, my stress goes even higher and I pray really intense. And I go queue up for the immigration. And I'm trying to kind of hide behind the other passengers, make sure that the officers don't see me. But then the line moves and I have to go to the desk. And, you know, I mean, I was so Krishna conscious at this point, probably more Krishna conscious than ever in my life. Because, you know, if I would be blacklisted from entering Singapore, that would be real trouble for me. And so I come to the desk with my passport and danda, and suddenly the officer gets distracted by the other officer and they start discussing something really important. And she doesn't even look at me when I approach. And I came to the counter, I put my passport on. She took the passport while talking to the other person and checked the passport. And while talking to her, she stamped the passport, and without looking at my face even once for a split second, gives me back my passport. And I just, you know, I'm stunned. I'm taking my passport, I go forward, get my luggage, and the devotee who picks me up in the airport, he nearly fainted. He said, what happened? How did you go through the borders like that? And why didn't you change? I told him the whole story. He said, you are the first Western devotee who went through the borders in devotee dress in the whole history of Singapore. I said, this was not intentional. Probably I wouldn't want to risk again. But you know, Krishna is, he can make any arrangement. So, but yeah, I mean, if that would not be such an intense situation, I would not be thinking of Krishna so intensely also. So I've realized, okay, that trouble was actually for my benefit, to help me to become purified by thinking of Krishna. So, in the same way, devotees perceive all these troubles. They think, oh, trouble, bring it on. Crisis means Krishna. One devotee made that statement. This is how devotees see things. All right, so we have a couple of minutes more. If anyone wants to add or say anything on the subject. You're probably not used to hear such simple classes. But anyway, I think one service I can do for all of you. My class can serve as a black backdrop for all the brilliant classes of Chaupati devotees. After my class, you can appreciate other speakers much, much more. All right, so we'll finish here. Thank you all very much. Grantarat Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nityai Gaur Premanande.